I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
I don't even know where to begin. I guess the first thing I'm going to say is welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This is just completely insane. I mean, Christy had the most amazing, incredible experience. Christy unfortunately lost her sister and had me deliver messages that were so incredibly healing that I even was like, am I supposed to be saying this? I don't know how to say this. And another validation of that, where it's not up to me to decide on what to say or not to say. And also, I love the fact that she brought up that, you know, nobody asked her anything. I'm only bringing this up because I've heard out there where people try to contact people that follow me and say, send money, send gift cards. We do not do that. So I love the fact that she was like, nope, nobody asked me for anything. Nobody even asked me any questions. So this is a reminder out there that if anyone contacts you and asks you for money, asks you to sign up for something or to send a gift card, absolutely not. It is a complete scam. Do not answer them. I literally had the goosebumps from head to toe the entire reading. And Christy's experience also validates that what I do as far as channeling the souls of the departed is not only for the person that is sitting in front of me, but for an entire family. And I am sure that there are going to be so many people out there listening right now that are going to be able to connect with these messages as well. I hope you all enjoy Christy's reading and enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. God bless. So good morning and welcome, Christy, to Hey Spirit.
Thank you very much. I'm excited. Very excited.
Me too. I always feel bad saying I'm excited because I feel like it's sad because I know why someone wants to connect because they lost a loved one. I always feel that I'm always like in this weird space of saying, oh, I'm so excited. So I don't want that taken wrong. I'm excited because I feel that I know what, and hopefully what is going to happen is that you will find peace and comfort in this experience today.
Yes. And that's what I'm excited for too.
Awesome. So where are you from?
Michigan.
I'm in Michigan quite often. Have you ever been to one of my live shows?
I have not. And there's a group of us that have always wanted to go, but it's like by the time we find out there's tickets, you can't get them.
I know. But I always tell people, always reach out to, this is why it's important to be part of the fan club, yes, or through my website, or actually reach out to the venue where I'm performing. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no one ever thinks of that, but always reach out to the venue. I don't know, maybe you could purchase tickets through there, or yeah, they might release tickets day of. You never know how that stuff works. So,
yes.
But I'm excited for you today. My wish for you today is that you know that your loved ones are safe and at peace and still with you, just in a different way. Now, I see spirit is very different. I see shadows and silhouettes, but more importantly, they make me feel a soul bond that you share with them, or how you knew them here in the physical world. So there are actually four souls that I sense right now, but they made me feel like there was this father figure that stepped forward first. And he made me feel like that it was important that you knew that he was present. Now, if your dad is not passed, it could be grandfather, it could be a father-in-law, someone that was like a father to you, to validate, not to worry, because I see a younger soul with them. So if you were afraid that someone was not at peace or not okay, or maybe that they were alone on the other side, validating for you that they are all together.
Oh, good.
Okay. And yeah, so we have the father. So is this your grandfather that is, yeah, departed? And is your grandmother also passed as well?
Yes.
Okay. So know that they're all stepping forward. And your grandmother said, please tell Christy that I have the sister with me. So did your mom lose the sister, or did you lose the sister?
I did.
Okay. So know that your grandmother was so annoyed at your grandfather. She's like, stop wasting Teresa's time. I feel like, but this is in such a loving way, like they're kind of bickering.
Yes.
Your grandfather's going, I listened to Teresa's speech. I know what Teresa wants. Teresa wants us to validate. And your grandmother's going, but Christy wants to know if her sister is with us, if she's okay. This is the point. Now go to the back of the room. And he's like, he's so mad. He literally rolled his eyes at your grandmother and then looked at me and he said, my work is done here. And he like smiled and walked to the back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like now your grandmother is standing guard. Like no one else is going to come through. So whether, and sometimes when souls do that, it validates several things. It validates that maybe this is who you wanted to hear from your sister. Whatever it is, there has to be this form of protection or whatever it is from your grandmother that she's like, this is what you need right now, and I'm going to make sure that you receive this.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who passed from something of the head? Because as I was channeling, I felt this heaviness. So the heaviness can mean two things. Either you feel a heaviness at times, if not, or maybe, and it could be both things, that someone passed from something of the brain, aneurysm, Alzheimer's, dementia, or something from the head?
My grandmother did pass from Alzheimer's and dementia.
Okay. So know that she does not want you to remember her in that way. And your grandfather's yelling from the back, no, she's crazy, Teresa. She is crazy. Don't let her. And she's going, no, I am not crazy. So yeah, however she was in the end. Now look, some people have Alzheimer's where they are not the same, and others, they don't get to that point. So right, know that however that disease affected her, know that she says, I want you to remember me happy, healthy, energetic, fair enough, and yes, not wanting you to remember her in that way. And I asked your grandmother, I said, I find that interesting on why you felt important to talk about that. And she says, because my granddaughter is so worried that her sister is not okay. Does that make sense to you? Mm-hmm. And Christy, no matter what that is on how, whether if it was the way that she died, how you remember her or whatever it is, know that she says, I need you to remember me. She's so beautiful. I almost feel like, I don't know if she was like a beauty queen or like in pageants or like everyone always thought that she was like maybe the queen of the prom, or she was just so beautiful because she's wearing this tiara and like all dressed.
We used to go in her basement and get dressed up in fancy dresses.
Stop.
Yeah, she had this rack of like prom dresses and wedding dresses, and we used to go down in the basement when we were young and play dress up.
Oh my God, hilarious. And I literally was like, yeah, like the prom queen, right? This is the moment, Christy, that I love in your experience right now, because there is no way that I would have known that.
No.
And is it fair enough to say, Christy, that you have not thought about that in years?
Not in many, many years.
Decades.
Yeah. Yes.
And she says, when you're having these moments, she says, I want you to remember those times of us playing dress up. Because I looked at your sister, I go, wow, I go, you're beautiful. And she looked at me and she said, she says, you know who's the true beauty is my sister. She says, my sister is so beautiful.
We were twins.
I find that so interesting because usually souls will use it as a kidding around way of saying, yeah, but I was prettier. I had better hair. Right. I had the better eyes. Here, your sister is saying, no, 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 Teresa, my sister is the beautiful one.
She was very beautiful.
She says, I also want you to know that I know how difficult. Now, can I ask you this about her departure? Because I asked her, you typically when a soul, when I go to their soul, they will bring me through that passing. They'll make me feel what they felt when they died. And then they show me the burden or guilt the person is carrying. She hasn't done that yet. So again, I always find that interesting. There has to be a reason, whether if it's something that she doesn't want to talk about or something that's hard to talk about. I don't know what it is. She says, I don't want my sister to feel that in any way she could have prevented my departure. Or I don't know if this is 100% correct, but I have to say what they show me. So you might have to interpret this. Or that it shouldn't have been her that died. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She had cancer at a very young age.
So now I understand of where it is of that and why not me. Why her and not me?
Yeah, because I felt that guilt for many years. Yeah.
But there's something. Can I ask you this? Oh, this is interesting. So is there not twins in your family?
No.
Your sister just said to me, my soul's purpose was so my sister could have a life. It's so interesting because she makes me feel like twins aren't even in the family. The kind of cancer that she had was so rare. Like it wasn't something that someone at her age would have. Is that correct?
Correct.
She's like, this whole thing is crazy. She says, and I don't want this misinterpreted, Teresa. She says, I want my sister to understand. Have you looked into like past life regressions or about souls and how like sometimes people are placed in our path for a reason?
I've heard little bits and pieces about it, but I've never really delved into it.
Okay. So I don't know that much about it either, but your sister is showing me that it was okay for me to kind of explain just from what anything that I speak of, Christy, is from what the souls tell me. It's from my own experience with spirit. And sometimes souls, when they have tragedies or illnesses, they'll say that was the soul's destiny, was to help another soul.
Yeah.
And I find it so amazing that she's like, twins aren't even in our family.
Yeah.
And it validates that it was her soul's purpose to be able to give life to our family.
Yeah.
And there's something about your sister's soul. She was an old soul.
Yes.
Because she literally looked at me, Christy, and she said, Teresa, I never felt sick. I took things as they came. And it was almost like she had this strong faith of, you know what? It's going to be okay. God would not give me anything that I could not handle.
Yes.
And this is such a deep statement of her saying that this had to do with the souls, the soul bond, and our soul's destiny and our soul's life lessons, not just here in the physical world, but on the other side. You know, it's something of where sometimes a soul will have me say to a parent, your child is telling me that they always knew that they weren't long here for the physical world, that they were going to leave this physical world at a young age. What your sister just had me say to you, that wasn't easy for me to say. And I don't want it misinterpreted in a negative way. This is such a high, if you don't mind me using the term, of such a higher power of God on such a different level of how this was her soul's journey.
She always said when we were young that she said, I'll never live to be old.
What I just said to you was not easy, but I know spirit gives me things for a reason. It's up to me to how I deliver it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's also with the guidance of your sister. And to validate it with that of saying, I said that, and there aren't many people that will say that, I know I'm not going to grow to be old. I know that this is going to happen. And some people have that feeling and it doesn't happen.
Right.
That could be something from a previous life that the soul is remembering.
Yeah.
But then I feel like she had cancer, but then she was okay for a while. Is that correct?
It's not that she was okay, but that she came to terms with the fact that there were no treatments left.
How she showed it to me. Now, again, you have to interpret this. I was very sick, but then I had this period of where I was able to enjoy my life.
Yes.
And I lived my life to the fullest. And I feel like in that span of time,
yeah.
She did so much. She goes, I wouldn't have traded that for anything.
Yeah.
She says, because if it wasn't for the cancer, maybe I wouldn't have done all those things.
Yeah.
She says, and for that, I would not have traded a thing. She says, so when you quote unquote at times but she made me feel like you don't feel this way anymore, but it's still like a survivor's guilt or something like that. She says, I want you to remember this. She says, and this is something, Christy, she goes, that you've forgotten, that you really didn't share with people. Is that correct?
Yeah. I tried to bargain with God.
Mm-hmm. I cannot get rid of the chills that when she had me say that this was so much, this had to do with God. And here you're saying, I tried to bargain with God. But it wasn't your soul's journey to leave the physical world. Your sister just said to me, she was first, she goes, who was going to talk about how amazing I was after I was gone?
Yep. Because I do that a lot too. Yep.
She goes, so the bargain wasn't going to work.
Right.
But what I love is what she did in this very, very hard moment. I literally feel like you feel, oh, okay, yeah, I remember, she's right. Like, and your sister's also making me feel like she did not just die. She's gone for a long time.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And she's showing me all of your milestones, whether if it was graduations, getting married and having children and all these things in your life. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She says, I have not missed out on anything. Did someone name a child after your sister or form of a name or a middle name, or they thought about it?
My niece has her middle name, her exact initials, but her middle name.
Perfect. Validating that no one will ever forget her and knowing that she has not missed out on life. Who has the boys?
The boys.
You have like nephews or...
I have a grandson. I have one grandson.
And do you have a son as well?
No.
So it's just the grandson. Okay, so it's the grandson.
Yes.
How do you connect with the number 5? Who was born either in the month of May, the 5th of a month, or someone is the age of 5?
We were born in May, her and I. And then I think we're the only ones with the number 5.
5 just has multiple meanings. So valid, because I said the boys. So I wanted her to validate that I interpreted correctly and she was referring to your grandson. There's a part of me that I feel like he has the most amazing eyes.
He does. He's so cute.
Because your sister made me feel like that a part of her lives in your grandson.
He's very much like she was. Very kind. You know, just soft-spoken, funny, very loving. He's very sweet.
So valid. Well, first of all, you do not look like you're a grandmother, A.
Thank you.
B.
But neither do you.
Well, my granddaughter, she's only 5 months old. So.
Yes.
She's young.
Yes.
An itty bitty thing. But what I love is that she's validating that she has not missed out and that she watches over the family. And with every milestone that the family achieves, her soul is a part of.
Okay.
She just showed me that you still celebrate her birthday. Is that correct? When you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate her birthday. So my symbol for that is if someone releases balloons or if they release something, is that correct?
Yes. We put flowers in the lake and we release balloons. We make a big deal out of it. We write messages on the balloons and let them go.
She wrote on one balloon, I love you too. And then she wrote on one, to the moon and back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Validating that she knows and is a part of everything that you do for her in memory of her.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. She also just showed me that you were also, I don't know if you were trying to look for something of hers to have with you during the reading. I don't know if it was a picture.
Yes.
So she showed me there were like several pictures. So do you have several pictures out or?
I decided not to like surround myself with them, and I have them, you know, strategically put up throughout the house. Yes.
Hilarious. But you just did it for the reading.
Yes.
Oh, because she literally goes, Teresa, you don't understand. She just did this for the reading.
Yep.
So what I love is what she's saying. If you decide to take them down, know that it's okay. This doesn't mean now you have to leave up the pictures. Right. But what I love is that she's showing me how you did this. Like, you literally had these pictures, and she's like, one of them, I don't really look that good in it. She goes, but I love the picture. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
She also says it was almost like when she, now I never had this before, so I'm going to try to do the best that I can to interpret it, but you're going to have to really take this and place it on how it fits the day that she died. Because she shows me, she brought me to like her bedside. I feel like I'm holding her hand. I can feel her soul leave the physical body. The thing that is different, it's almost like I feel like a part of me left in that moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because your sister said to me, she said, you know, Teresa, she says, I've seen how people have said to you, please help me give my sister her life back. She says, but for me, what I want to do is I want you to help me give my sister back the part of her soul that she feels that left with me. Now, I've never said that to someone before. Does that make sense on how you feel? Or, and you, listen, it's the way that you feel, Christy. No one can tell you how to feel, not feel.
Right. When she passed, I was holding her hand and yelling at her. And I felt like half of my body just left with her, my identity, mm-hmm. like somebody had cut me in half. Because I didn't know how to live without her. And I'd never had to. You know, we went from conception through life together.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to be that person mm-hmm. without her has been a huge struggle.
These are the moments where spirit never ceases to amaze me. When I sit and every time I channel them and I'm like, what else could be so different? And what your sister has just done, I cannot get rid of the goosebumps. They don't go away. They usually come and go with your sister. It's like they're staying with me. And it's literally like I can feel every message. I know that sounds silly, but I don't even know how to interpret it. I feel every moment, every breath, every feeling. And I think it's because of, to bring us to this moment of saying, please give my sister back the part of her soul that she lost that day. She says, it really never left her. It's just how she felt. And she says, I tried. And have, and she says, don't get me wrong. She says, you know, my sister does the very best that she can, Teresa. She says, most days people would not even know that my sister is so broken or has a half a soul. Because that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. No one would ever know that. The only person that knows that is your sister and yourself. Your sister made me feel like that was something that you never even shared with anyone.
Yeah.
She says, especially mom.
Yes.
Your sister just handed you red roses. Now, red roses have several meanings for me. Red roses for me means love and devotion. Also of someone's anniversary, of either someone's wedding and or death. But also it is, I don't know why, but she stands with the Blessed Mother on one side. And I've never seen this before in a reading, and Saint Teresa on the other side holding red roses. So I don't know if that has something to do with your mom's faith. I don't know, or you, but she's, it's always my symbol for that heaven is for real and not to lose faith and to know that my soul is in a safe place with God.
Good. She always had a good heart, so I knew she was up there.
Now, was she actually buried in the ground, your sister?
No, we had her cremated and we put her in the lake.
Okay, but why do I feel like, oh, okay, so maybe it's the lake. Because she may, usually when a soul, do you have like a stone or like something that is a marking for her?
Yes.
Okay, so when I see that, that's my symbol for someone's buried in the ground. But you have a some type of marking for her.
Correct.
And that's where you go.
Yes.
Okay, and who has trouble going there?
Oh, everybody, but my father does too.
So know that this is her way of saying, please know that it's okay. I am with all of you. Just because you have a hard time bringing yourself to my final, I'm going to interpret it to a final resting place. Fair enough.
Yep.
She says, know that when you go, you bring me with you. So I don't want anyone to feel bad that they're now this might be, are you Catholic or are your parents Catholic?
No.
Okay. So is this why we might have the thing of like, see, the way I feel is faith, as long as we believe in something.
Yes.
Okay. Spirit shows it to me in a way that I'm familiar with because I'm Catholic. So they show it to me in my frame of reference. However, you need to interpret it and or your family. It's validating that she is with, usually spiritual shows me the Blessed Mother. They never show me Saint Teresa as well. So I don't know why she did that. So I don't know if she was trying to get me to say that there were different saints or different forms of a higher power that they pray to.
It could be because my brother has such a difficult time with her passing. He has a difficult time believing in heaven.
So that's why she had me say heaven is for real.
Yes.
Oh, she goes, for heaven. She goes, forget about what you do, Teresa. She goes, my brother, forget about it.
Yes. Yes.
But here's the thing. And this is what I say to people. Look, I'm the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. How can someone communicate with someone on their side? I'm the first one to say it. I get it. But there's no way that I would know any of these things.
No.
Right?
No.
And what I ask, my wish for people is that they know that there is more to life than just here in the physical world. They don't have to believe in what I do. Just believe in something. I don't care what right. It is. A higher power, Mother Earth. Just know, and your sister just said to me, you ask my brother about the shadows. He sees the shadows in the house.
He does.
She says, that's me. She says, tell him the shadows are me.
Okay.
She goes, somebody's got to keep an eye on him. He's a hot mess, Teresa.
Yes. Yes.
I just said to your sister, I go, that's not fair. I go, because we all are in some shape and form. That's what I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So know that whatever your brother senses and feels, know that that is her. Know that it is her way of validating for him that she is with him. And I'm going to say this, and I don't know if someone was worried about this, or because she just had me do body scans on like 5 people. So when a soul lets me do body scans, it means that someone's concerned about a health thing. I did not see any like red spots. Now, red spots for me is cancers that are not, or like diseases that we can't do anything about. I didn't see any of that. So when I don't see that, it means that it's not something that could be hereditary or carried or that we might get. But if we do get something, it can be rectified or treated. Now, listen, we're all going to die, right? But what she's making me feel like is I have young people in my family that they're so consumed with this or worried about this, but it's not going to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you have something from your childhood, from you and your sister? I don't know if it's a pillow or a blanket or something when you were a baby. Maybe when you were just younger, like 5, because I felt like it was like really like princessy or like very girly, but it was like real childlike?
I don't know.
Okay. So now don't look. Your sister made a very bold statement about illnesses, about us worrying. Don't be surprised, because now she showed me going through a box. If your mom says, oh, I was just going through a box and I found your old baby blankets.
Her old softball mitt. Oh. It was just given to me a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it has her name on it.
Validating for you, your brother, whoever, that your sister's soul is safe and at peace.
Yeah.
I choose to use the word heaven. You want to use the unit, whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Is she watching over her daughter?
She says, my daughter has been through a lot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is she with you, her daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just said to her, she goes, Teresa, this is a very soft subject. And I said to her, I said, okay. I said, you know, we can... And that's why I asked her to validate it, and she told me that she was with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you want her to be in the reading, her daughter?
Originally, yes.
Okay. And, you know, and what I do is also not about making people believe.
Right.
It's about reassuring an afterlife. Reassuring that her mother hasn't left her. Your sister just told me that her daughter wrote something about her.
Yes.
So yes. She says, please tell my daughter I want to thank her for what she wrote about me.
Okay. Yeah. Because we just had the anniversary of her passing on Wednesday.
Shut up!
Yeah. So the day I got the email about this was the anniversary of her passing.
And this was the moment that your sister started to give you your soul back. Yeah. Because you knew that that was her.
Yeah.
This is what I talk about. There is no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah.
Validating that she watches over, knows. And look, your experience right now, if people choose to listen to it, maybe her daughter, your brother, your parents, it's going to help them. With whatever.
Right.
And again, reminding them they don't have to believe in what I do.
Right.
But you cannot deny that the things that she had me talk about today.
No.
There is no way that I would know about.
No.
Could find out. Nobody asked you any questions before you came into the Zoom, right?
No.
Right? Yep. It's almost like unbelievable. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And honestly, when I first got the text message, I was like, is this one of those hoax things? And then I was like, no, this is too coincidental to be a hoax thing. And it's not coincidental. It happened on this day.
And nobody asked you for money. Nobody asked you to send anything, right?
No, nobody has asked me to do anything.
Except come into the Zoom room at a certain time.
The Zoom room. Yes. And I was so excited. I mean, all day long, I've been, you know, like on pins and needles, like excited.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well,
I can't.
Your sister did an amazing and incredible job of, I want to say, restoring your faith, but I feel like a first time for me, for giving you the part of your soul back that you feel that you lost all those years ago.
Yes, thank you very much.
And knowing how tough it's been for you, and yet you carry on every day as if you are the strongest woman in the world. I just watched your sister walk over and kiss you on the cheek. And she said, you exceeded any expectation of when you told me as I was dying that you were going to take care of my family. She says, and I want you to know that I know that you have gone above and beyond and have given, especially my daughter, a life that she might not have had. And I want to thank you for that. And I know it hasn't been easy. Are you married?
I am.
Because she goes, oh, she goes, her husband, he's a saint. She goes, now, Teresa, she says, I'm not, you know, men are men. You know what I mean. I go, I know what you mean. She goes, but he is a saint. What he has done, what he, anything my sister wants, he supports her and has, and it's hard on him too.
Yeah.
So know that she wants to thank him as well.
Good.
She says, please send hugs from heaven to mom and dad for me.
I will.
And just look, people don't have to believe in what I do. They don't have to run and see a medium. What I want them to do is to embrace the things that go on around them, to know that it is her, to yeah. know that it is the souls that are with them at that exact moment.
Yeah.
And not to second guess it. Don't question it. Just know that it's me. And it's us.
Yeah. Good.
So I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with such a delicate, intimate, and unbelievable message from your sister.
Thank you. Thank you for delivering it to me.
You're very welcome.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Christy Motzinger, and I'm from Brooklyn, Michigan, originally Chelsea. Unbelievable. Very spiritual, very calming. I don't know that excited was the word, but for lack of a better description, excited, and a lot of relief. Playing dress up with my grandmother and out my feeling like half of me left when my sister passed. The baseball mitt was crazy because I hadn't even given it a thought when my mother gave it to me, but I brought it home and put it in the closet and I didn't even think about it again. The fact that she brought my husband up and knowing what sacrifices he's made to help make things possible. I'm in total awe of Teresa and her gifts, first of all, in total awe, and that she can interpret an individual so spot on when they're trying to convey something. And probably the fact that my sister recognizes and knows how I feel without her and how hard it has been to try and put myself back together. Basically, put yourself back together. I'm giving you permission. Please be okay with what has happened and that this was by design from a higher power in the way it should be. That she wasn't angry with me, that she is at peace, that she is whole and healthy and happy, and that the little signs that I see or that I think I see are really her trying to get my attention probably half the time. I want to tell Teresa thank you for giving me a gift that I've wanted for a long time, for helping me process and accept that they're all together and that they're watching us and that they're happy and healthy and just as I should remember them. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to sit with her.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.